This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, Tom hates award season, plus bad trades and do the hustle. Coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
A happy song. It's a world of buns. It's a world of boobs. It's a world of firm, perfect babes and dudes. It's for you. It's for me. It's on cable TV. It's a porn world after all. They show breasts now in almost all the flicks. But the women are mad cause they don't show men. From the day you are born, you're bombarded with porn. It's a porn world after all.
Everybody!
It's a porn world after all. It's a porn world after all. It's a porn world after all. It's a porn, porn world. There's a lot of strange ways to make a buck, but those porno stars, they get paid too much. They would sit on the face of the whole human race. It's a porn world.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hi, everybody. Here's Tom.
We were talking about some of the unusual stuff happening in the world of college basketball, and I'm looking at this picture of a Robbie Avia, and he's got on the Mr. Moto glasses, I guess you call them.
You don't call them that.
No, you wouldn't ever. You would never call it that publicly, and I don't think.
It's the Kareem goggles, right? The
yes. I don't think. Have you
Chris
seen
Sabo?
Chris Sabo. Have you seen him in the goggles?
I'm looking at him right now.
Because in the press release, he's wearing his regular glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those aren't the goggles he wears.
No, they're eye protection. Smart idea.
So which?
And have you seen the players that are wearing those? Like if you've got a broken nose or a broken eye socket, they wear the plastic.
Yeah,
the double double Phantom of the Opera.
They look kind of cool.
Now, would it be legal if a team came out and they all had those on except they had the Groucho noses on them? Would that be?
I don't think
as
so.
As a
would
sight?
It throw things off a little bit?
Yeah, there's two minutes left. All of a sudden, they all come out and they do the Groucho walk out to the court. act like they're hashing a cigar. Wouldn't that be great?
It would be fun.
But probably not legal, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. They're stodgy, aren't they?
Maybe the Globetrotters should try that.
He averages like 17 points a game. He's got some game.
Yeah.
Of course he does. Fair enough. That's why they're doing so well, you see.
Yeah.
He's a good player, am I?
Right.
He's good.
Let's move forward here. I'm sorry. What else is happening in sports?
Caitlin Clark scored 32 points, number
one
seed.
Can you get the Groucho glasses in various shades of human flesh tones?
What?
Didn't the one famous rapper?
Yeah, the Humpty Dance. Humpty. Wasn't his brown?
I'm so excited. We get to hear Josh Arnold's. What was that guy's name in the Humpty? Shock G?
Yeah.
Shock G.
Yeah, he passed away, 2 years ago?
I don't know why I was looking at Ace, having him confirm.
Because he's so geek. Because he knows.
Because I once got busy in the Burger King bathroom.
Oh, boy.
It's crazy.
Because Ace knows music, that's for sure.
All right.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin. I love that.
Oh, that guy was great. Yeah.
I think his was brown.
Are
those available commercially? I mean,
I don't know.
Just asking.
So, yeah.
No need to get all mad about it.
Don't. If I sounded mad, I did not mean to.
No.
I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me.
Oh, chick's doing it. Moonwalk. The chair moonwalk.
How can you sit still to this?
I do the hump to hump. Come on, I do the hump to hump.
What was this gentleman's air name?
Shock G.
And he's no longer with us?
I believe the G stood for Gary.
Samoans.
So, yeah, he just says that in the middle of the song. Yeah.
Samoa. That horrible Dan Aykroyd movie.
He is in Nothing But Trouble. In fact, the entire digital underground is in Nothing But Trouble.
Oh, my goodness.
It's embarrassing.
Shock G, and known by his alter ego, Humpty Hump.
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Gregory Edward Jacobs was his name at birth.
Greg, well, Gary, I was close.
Yeah.
In 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear.
Wow, he had several various stage names. Humpty Hump, the most prominent. He was also known as Rackadelic, MC Blowfish, Gregory Racker, Icy Mike, and Peanut Hakeem. That's a lot of work remembering all those names.
Just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girl's pants, and I even got my own dance.
Oh, I see. It's being presented that he's so popular that he has his own dance.
Yeah. You know how to do it?
Much like the Freddy.
Do you know how to do it?
I think the tradition, of course.
It is similar
by
to that.
Freddy and the Dreamers, of course, with the song The Freddy.
Yes.
I want to see the Humpty dance.
I
never mastered it.
Oh.
But he tells you how to do it in the song.
What do we got here? We got the Humpty, we got the Freddy, we got the Dougie. Remember we did the Dougie?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Who taught you how to do the Dougie?
Miss Pat did, didn't
it's
she?
It's out there.
Didn't you and do then, it with Miss Pat?
It's interesting when a dance, I think the most prominent example, of course, would be put your left arm in, your left the hokey pokey, where they explain how the dance works as you do it, which is...
That's the way you like it.
I like that. It's like the TV theme song to tell you the nature of the show so you know what to do when you're watching.
Well, the twist. That's another dance.
Does it tell you how to do it?
Nothing more than let's twist or let's twist again.
Does it tell you to shake your hips?
Just like we did last summer.
What if you weren't there last summer?
Not much.
Well, then you're
SOL.
Yes.
Got this nice letter here. This comes to us from Sandy. I would like to support Tom and his love of the song Do the Freddy. When I was a kid, the first album I ever bought was a Beatles album, Beatles 65. My brother talked me into trading him for the Freddy and the Dreamers album.
Oh,
my brother cheated me. Oh, sure, I like the Freddy, but I made a very bad trade and my brother knew it.
Yeah.
I made the same mistake.
Did you? What'd you trade for?
I traded, in its package, unopened, Derek and the Dominoes, I traded for Crosby, Stills, and Nash, 4-Way Street.
Yeah, you did. Was a mistake.
One of the worst live albums ever made.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because it was accurately recorded. and it would be another year before I discovered Layla was on Derek and the Dominoes. Eric, hidden his name there, you see.
Yeah.
We have an email from Lisa. Hello, people.
Hello, Lisa.
After listening to your attempts at finding a catchy phrase, a la Saquon Barkley. For Shohei Ohtani, suggest Shohei Ohtani, how about show him the money?
Oh.
As a more fitting phrase. So it would, Shohei Ohtani.
Show him the money. He's already got the money, though.
Yeah.
No one's not catching on. Obviously, they didn't even participate. Thanks very much.
Oh, it's a fair suggestion, though, Lisa.
So now,
does his name mean anything in Japanese?
Shohei Ohtani means hello and welcome to the parlor.
Yes.
That was really convincing. I wonder if you could pass a lie detector of spewing BS like that.
Well, remember, if
could we get one in here?
If you believe it.
Probably.
It's not a lie. I don't know why you guys still believe me after all these years.
Because you're so sweet.
Yes, I'm Mr. Sweet. Look it up. I'll say something and
you're
she'll
so
go.
You're so sincere?
Really?
Really?
No!
I just agree, usually. Exactly right.
Just to cut through it all. Well, what else? That's it. We got the Humpty Dance. We got the Dougie. That it? The twist?
Well, we did the Cupid Shuffle. What the hell else? The electric slide doesn't really tell you how to do it, does it?
Mm-mm.
It just sings about it.
I'm constantly amazed. You go to these weddings, you go, and the people that know these steps.
Right.
Do you know the electric slide?
No, I don't know. I don't know the Cupid Shuffle. I don't know any of
the Cupid Shuffle. You just have to follow the directions.
I don't know Boots, Scoot, and Boogie.
To the left, to the left, to the right.
What's the one where you follow around on a big snake?
That's the bunny hop, is it?
The conga line. Anybody can do that, right?
Oh yeah.
I'm going to hit you hard with the electric slide.
Are you coming with me?
This is it?
Come, let me take you on a party ride.
What is this?
An electric slide.
Who's singing this?
I'll teach you, teach you, teach you. I'll teach you the electric slide.
Oh. Yeah. I don't care for that.
I think I've heard a different version of
the Hokey Pokey teaches you the dance. Now, here, according to this news account, there is the Urkel dance from the show Family Matters, created by Steve Urkel with a recording called The Urkel.
I remember that.
Did I do that?
I remember it.
What about The Hustle? Did they do The Hustle?
No lyrics to that.
I think the electric slide are very similar.
I love The Hustle music.
Yeah.
I really do like it.
Did you really like that?
Hated it.
Oh, you don't like that one?
No.
I like that one.
Sounds like Tom's on the fence about it.
Because I hated the whole disco scene.
Oh, come on.
It does have lyrics.
It does have lyrics?
Yeah, do the hustle.
Well, that's it. I thought you meant here there were lyrics.
Mm.
And we're out on the town and we're like, hustle.
See, you could write good lyrics. Didn't they do that to like Love Story? Didn't they add lyrics? Aren't there certain songs that were hits and they added lyrics after the fact?
Grazing in the Grass. They jammed lyrics in there.
Okay, all right.
Young and the Restless theme, maybe? Nadia's theme? Did they add lyrics to that?
Oh, yeah. Remember Nadia Comaneci did the floor exercise to that? Remember that?
Vaguely.
Nadia's theme.
Yeah. Do the hustle just associated with a particular time and place.
Oh, sure.
Oh yeah. A lot of these dances are.
Go to a disco and it was so loud you couldn't talk to anyone. If you couldn't dance, you had no ammo.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Are you saying you went to a disco? You went inside a disco.
I would have thought there would have been a time where it was hard not to go to a disco.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Mid to late 70s.
I'm not criticizing you. I'm just amazed and pleased that I didn't really participate. You stand in the corner with a drink.
Yeah, you can't hear anything. You can't talk to anyone.
If you're wearing normal clothes.
Not wearing a polyester thing with the collars out to the shoulders and the leisure suit.
Christy, let me ask you something.
There's nothing like jamming a fat guy into a polyester shirt.
And just thinking, why am I 20 years old in this horrific cultural moment? Couldn't I have been 20 when things were cool?
Yeah.
Where are the Rolling Stones, for God's sake?
Every generation has that. Like,
sure.
Of course.
The flappers and your other examples.
I mean, this generation is going to look back going, geez, why? Why am I wearing my hat backwards? I look like a complete douche.
I don't know. That's just a personal thing.
There's only one thing to wear your hat backwards for, right?
Are you catching football or eating a pizza?
A big sandwich. Yeah, something messy.
Eating a clam sandwich.
Sweet
Christy,
clams.
Don't you like just when a guy comes out on the dance floor, and even if he's not very good, don't you just like that he's out there and...
Trying?
Having fun? Isn't there something to be said for...
Of course.
He's out there.
I'm not getting out there, Josh.
See, that's what I'm saying, Tom.
I remember being laughed at by the DJ going, okay, look, I'm sorry.
Well, you're not there to hit on the DJ.
We're just finding out. You went to a disco and you tried to dance, and we're now just finding it out.
And I went to
Mrs. Spencer's dancing school. I know how to dance.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Well, we did. We did the foxtrot.
Yeah, and the waltz and the tango.
Sure.
The DJ can laugh all he wants. You're out there for the girls.
Right. I don't care.
Once again, you can't use any of your wit or charm on them when it's they're playing Disco Inferno for the 10,000th time.
What?
You got to talk with your body.
Yeah.
Let me see your
body talk. Olivia Newton-John.
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Let's get physical.
I see. Well.
Oh, there's something about a guy that can dance, though.
Really?
Well, yeah. Sure. I would imagine. Yeah.
How about a guy to eat a clam sandwich? How about that?
I will tell you this.
It's hard to sell that on the dance floor.
That's what I'm saying. You can't.
I'm sick and tired over and over and over again. They'll ask, what does a girl want in a man? Oh, he has to have a sense of humor. Wrong!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A sense of, yeah.
Until you get the, you know what? You're just not funny anymore. Yeah. Okay? All right, thank you. I'll get my stuff.
Is everything a joke to you?
Yes! Followed quickly by everything a joke to you.
Hey, Mr. Funny Man.
Here we go.
Okay, coming up, we have... All right.
It interrupted him so hard.
That really is so aggressive. Yeah. So anyway,
and who did that song?
I think we
didn't. That guy die.
Van McCoy.
Yeah.
Didn't he croak right?
I believe
that came
Van
out?
McCoy and the Soul City Symphony.
Wow.
What's Soul City?
I don't know what Soul City is. I'm guessing
is it a place
Philly. I don't know. I think they was it alliterative. I think that's why they. So Josh, maybe later we could go to.
Jesus,
that's not the hustle, Josh.
They should use that for the Oscar songs because it would just nobody could talk over.
Oh, that's right.
You'd have to dance off.
Right.
Yeah, that would be great.
You know, there comes a time, and I'd just like to thank everyone that I've all the people that.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
I want to thank my publicist. Well, that's got to stop.
Publicist?
The publicist?
Everyone at those award shows.
Yes.
And when I hear the word award season, I want to start shooting.
The
hunting season, the award season. Really? The poontang and the money isn't enough for you guys. You got to award each other.
There's something abrasive about you saying poontang.
Yeah.
They did the Screen Actors Guild on Netflix. Ergo, they didn't have any commercials. So when you got up and thanked people, you could go, and I forget who it was, but somebody was thanking, and she stopped and goes, oh, I could keep talking. I don't have anything else to say. Good night. It was great. It was really good. Real good, Tom. Real
cool.
Good.
Right. Yeah, I passed.
Okay.
Now,
more sports coming
up. Do you know how to do the tighten up?
Is there a tighten up, though?
Are you kidding? In Houston, we dance as good as we want.
Yeah, is that's that, true, but is
does that,
that
song
up?
Qualify? Like...
But they don't explain how to tighten up.
No.
And as someone who might be considered uptight,
yes. They don't explain how to do the hustle.
That's true. No, they don't.
They expect you to know.
Mm-hmm. Was there an actual dance, the hustle?
Well, you know, the hustle was invented.
Oh, Jesus!
Son of a...
It's a law. You have to get up and start dancing.
That's right. From now on.
Yeah, right. Until it's not.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.